Welcome back to the Bread and Butter Podcast. We're back, guys. I am your host, Brecklin. Thank you for joining us for another episode. I'm kind of scaring myself with my own voice today because I don't usually wear my headphones when I'm interviewing, and I've been doing a lot of interviews lately. So it's kind of weird to just hear my own voice in my headphones. But thank you. Thank you for being here for another week. I truly could not be happier to just be chatting with you guys. It's been a little bit wild over here, and not wild in the fact that I'm like, oh, we're so busy, like, we don't have time. Just wild in the fact that, like, I just feel like a lot is going on, and I haven't really processed it. Like, we're moving in 3 weeks. Like, I know that we are moving, but Trenton the other day was like, okay, like, 3 weeks, or I think he said 4 weeks. Three or four. He's like, yeah, 3 weeks, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we're actually moving. And I think, like, our last move was so big and such a change that I, like, thought about it for a long time, and I like anticipated it, and I thought about what I would feel like, and you know, what I was excited for, and like all these things. And I haven't really done the same thing with this one, probably because it's not as big of a deal. We're gonna move like an hour away. But I am a little bit sad to leave just kind of where we've been. We've been living in Raleigh, and yeah, I am a little bit sad. Like, it's been tough. Obviously, like, first time you move out of your hometown is tough, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, this is, like, our little town, the first place we ever lived where it was just us, and, yeah, I just love it, and I, like, grew to love it, and I feel like I'm just kind of starting to feel like, oh, yeah, like, this is home, and we're moving, and it probably really won't feel that much different, so it's not like I'll be crying myself to sleep at night, but I don't know, just one of those things that, like, you don't realize how special, like, a period of life is until you're kind of moving out of it. But it's been awesome. It's been amazing. Quick plug, if you ever have felt like you, I mean, granted, we moved here for school, just like total transparency. It's not like we were like, all right, like, we're off to see the world. Bye, mom and dad. Like, we kind of were forced to come here. I don't know that we probably would have ever chosen to move. We're just kind of homebodies. But if you ever just feel like you need to see more of the world, live somewhere else for a little bit, get out of your hometown. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I've never been that person that's like, gotta get out of here, like, gotta get out of this small town. Like, no, like, I loved my small town growing up, love it still, miss it, love it, all the things. But at the same time, it is kind of fun to have, like, another place in the world that's kind of your own. You know, even if you don't live there forever, I don't know. I would be your cheerleader if you're looking to try somewhere new and experience something a little bit different than where you grew up, wherever that is. As far as other not exciting things, but exciting to me, I don't know if any of you know this. It's not really something that I brag about, just because I feel like it was kind of like nerd status, but I loved it. But I have been swimming again, and I haven't swam in a long time. I used to go a couple times a month with my mom. I swam all through high school. It was like the love of my life. Loved swimming. I just kind of like, when you don't have a team, it's hard to swim. And I think I was a little bit burnt out. I swam a lot, sometimes hours a day. And it really just does kind of burn you out. When you live in Utah, it's freezing. And just jumping in the cold water for me mentally, I was like, I cannot do it. But it's been warming up here, and so I've been going swimming. I'm going to go, I think I'll have been like 3 times this week, which I'm like, who am I? Like, I'm coming for Missy Franklin, and it's been so fun to do, like, my high school sport again. So fun, and I'm still running. I'll do it, like, I'll do every other day, especially because, like, here's actually a pro tip. Even if you're not a swimmer, if you run, you have got to swim, for real. Like, if you have any kind of, like, joint pain, it has been unbelievable. I'll run, you know, it's like a different kind of sore, and then you swim, it's a full body workout, and then at the same time you're like, I feel like I am, like, healing myself with the swim, because it just feels like every part of you is cushioned by the water, and it's just smooth and, like, non-impact. I just highly recommend. I'm like, I don't know why I haven't been doing this. So yeah, super excited to be swimming again. We're moving. Let's dive in to today's episode. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to be annoying and ask really, really quick. If you have been enjoying this podcast, I would so, so appreciate if you would take a couple seconds and leave a review. I know I always do the little, like, oh my gosh, thanks for listening, leave a review at the end, but just, like, for real, like, from me to you, it really does help me out so much. I love recording this podcast, and I love interacting with you guys, and it would be so helpful if you could leave me a quick review. You can do it in Spotify, you can do it in Apple Podcasts. It takes like 2 seconds. helps the podcast people know who I am. It helps push up the podcast. And I know I am not one of those people that ever likes to stop what I'm doing to do anything else. But if you would, go ahead and leave me a review. It's different than a rating. A rating is when you tap the stars, and I so appreciate those as well. But a review is even better. So thank you in advance. Thanks for showing up and listening to me every week. And thank you for leaving a review. Okay, on with the show, into the episode. We are talking irrational fears. And I've been so excited for this episode because like I said, when I asked for responses, I am a very irrationally afraid person. And I don't think that probably puts me in a unique position. I think all of us live in kind of like an irrationally afraid world. And not to make light, because, okay, here's the thing. I'm not talking like mental health here, right? Like, I am truly just talking like irrational fears that we don't really know where they originated from, and they are just irrational. They're just wild. And I just think they're kind of funny. I don't know why. Maybe that's just my coping mechanism, but I just wanted to chat about it because I think it's so funny. And sometimes me and my husband will talk about funny things that we'll admit we're afraid of. And it's funny. So thank you for understanding me. I kind of like was nervous. I'm like, are people going to think this is like a weird question to ask? Like, not supposed to be dark, right? Like, I was like hoping and praying that someone was going to put into the box like losing my friends or loved ones, because I would feel awful. That's not the topic that we're talking about. But I did get so many fun responses. So because you were also generous, I thought I would start with a couple of mine. And first off, just because it's tax season, is this going to come out before tax day? Yeah, it will. It will. So we're still in the clear is what I'm saying. I worry all the time that I will make a mistake on my taxes and go to jail. I have dreams about it all the time. And not even just about taxes. I will have dreams that I somehow break the law, usually in a way that I'm not aware of, like some law that I didn't know existed, but I've just made a horrible mistake, and I literally get like carted off to prison for years, or it's a lifetime sentence. And I always wake up so panicked, and I don't know what it is. I honestly feel like maybe it's like left over from like just kind of being a spacey kid and feeling like I was always missing things like directions and instructions, or like, you know, like even like little things on like my school papers, and they'd be like, we talked about this, like how did you mess this up? That's probably why, but I cannot be the only one who is truly afraid that I'm going to be carted off for trying to pay my taxes. Okay, another one that I cannot handle is wet lettuce. It is just, it's heinous. I want my lettuce dry as sand, drier than the Sahara. And if it's any more moist than that, I gag. I have like a gag response. I'm definitely that person that is spinning the lettuce, drying the lettuce with a towel. If you are not drying your lettuce and you're just willy-nilly putting on the dressing on wet lettuce, it's just going to slide right off. You have the ability to live in a chaotic life that I could never handle if you are able to eat wet lettuce. It must be dry. Preferably, I would love to dry my lettuce a day beforehand so it has time to dry even further, because I know I've used like half a roll of paper towels trying to dry a batch of chopped lettuce for the week, and it never gets it all the way. So a day in advance is preferable. Okay, when kind of on the same vein, when popcorn kernels get stuck behind, like, you know, like your furthest back molar, have you ever gotten like a half kernel, not half kernel, like a popcorn skin from the kernel, you know what I'm talking about? Stuck in between or behind that back molar, I get, it almost feels like claustrophobia to me. I go a little bit feral. I'll do anything to get it out. Doesn't matter where I am. And I hate feeling gross, like if people are watching me like stick my fingers like in my mouth, but I will do anything to get a popcorn skin out. Okay, this next one. I didn't realize how much I was going to expose myself on this one, because I wrote these ones down beforehand. I cannot handle people actively hearing me use the restroom. I can't. And this, like I said, this is not unique, but some people, I will say, I have so much respect for some of the people that I have heard who can just confidently just blast and live their life. It could not be me. I will run a full bath. I will turn on both sinks. I will turn on white noise. I will anything to keep people from knowing what I am doing in the bathroom. I have to tell the story because it's the funniest story to me. When we were moving out here, we stopped at a gas station. I was in the women's restroom and this lovely woman next to me was having trouble. She was ripping them left and right, and I was dying, like trying not to laugh. Like, I'm one of those people who, if someone toots, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry I said toots, but if someone toots, I will laugh. It's really, really hard for me to contain it. And so she's just ripping them, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. Like, I'm gonna laugh. I don't want to embarrass her. She's probably so nice. And then just like, so we're just in the silence, right? After her little episode. And then just into the silence, she goes, "Of course. Of course." And I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. Because I was too afraid I was gonna lose it. So yeah, props to her for playing it off. But I have to have complete solitude. Okay, here's another thing that haunts me. Saying something that sounds dirty, but not knowing it. This haunts me to my core. I was a really kind of sheltered kid, which I'm not complaining. I feel like it was kind of a nice way to grow up, honestly. But there were times that I remember going into like middle school and high school where people think it starts to be funny to tell like a joke that's like a little edgy or something. And I would say something and people would giggle. And it was so like deeply embarrassing to me. And it's like still sticks with me. Like if I tell a joke, like a funny joke, I want to know what I'm saying, you know? So that's a big one for me, a big fear. I just had lots of these, you guys. I told you, I could make a whole episode of just my own fears. Next one is airport snacks. Just kind of, I've had some run-ins, okay? I've had some run-ins where I felt like I was truly like smuggling something over the border, and I just never know what's okay or what's not. Like, does sauce count as a liquid that has to be in the special bottle? Like, what are we talking here? Like, where does hummus land? Like, actually, with specifically hummus, one time I packed a huge like tub of hummus, had to confiscate it. Or actually, I got to a gate, and they're like, "Well, you can't go through with that hummus. You can either eat it now or like throw it away." And I was like, "You think I'm just gonna spoon down like a cup of hummus?" So I had to throw my hummus away. But then I've also snuck an entire gigantic burrito through customs. So I just, nothing, it's not black and white. I feel like we should come up with more of a standardized system. Maybe some infographics that I could check before, there's probably some out there, but airport snacks always stress me out. I never know what I can pack, but I need my snacks. This one, I'm sure everyone can relate to. My card declining is a huge fear. And this is just left over from being poor in college, like all of us. And anyone in their 20s knows that, like, if it's happened to you once, you are forever changed. Like, the chemistry in your brain will never be the same. But also, I put this one in because I'm like, okay, let's try to minimize the shame of that happening. I swear it's happened to everyone at some point. And if it hasn't happened to you, good on ya. You know, we love that for you. But for the rest of us who have had to like go awkward, like put something back, it's fine. It's okay. We're all in the club. It happens, but I am still to this day irrationally afraid, even when I know that I'm totally fine, still irrationally afraid that my card will be declined. Okay, let's get into your responses. And like I said, I just have to say thank you again, because you guys really showed up for me. Really appreciate that from you. Okay, starting off with a bang. Someone said, losing my receipt at Costco. Happened once. Thought I would be put in Costco jail. I feel that. Those Costco people, I mean, it's funny looking back because I feel like they're always like elderly. No shade at all, but I feel like I've never seen a Costco like bouncer that was under the age of like 75. So, or 80. They look aged. I don't know. And they're so nice. I've never actually met a mean one. So I imagine that going to Costco jail would be intimidating. You never know what they might spring on you. Okay, this one says giving talks or prayers in public, a new post-mission fear. I am with you on that. I actually am very afraid of giving prayers publicly. It's a very common thing. Like, I grew up doing it all the time. I was never afraid. And it's kind of like when you're giving a prayer in public, unfortunately, a lot of us kind of have like, it's pretty rehearsed. You can honestly pick from like a dozen like scripts that you kind of have memorized in your head from hearing other people give prayers. But I just like can never remember. And so I just freeze. And giving a prayer in public is different than public speaking, right? Because you can kind of like have something prepared. For me, when someone asks me to say a prayer in public, I feel like I'm about to do stand-up comedy, but like in a holy space. So, you know, like not that I'm trying to like crack people up or be funny, but I feel like it has to be that off the cuff, except I am praying in behalf of a large group of people. And I just, yeah, it really trips me up. You are not alone. Not alone on that one, unfortunately. Someone said hair dryers, can't do it. And I will say, I want to validate you because they sound and they look a little bit too much like fans. You know those big box fans that we used to have like in our windows? If you got too close, it would like suck up your hair. I never ever use a hair dryer. I guess I'm with you on that one. I'm just a little afraid that it will somehow suck up my hair. And I also, you know how if you, on the times I have used a hair dryer, it'll blow from the front. But then, you know, there's like a net mesh thing in the back and it kind of sucks from there. That freaks me out. I can't do that. Someone says wearing shoes I can't take off and run in case I were to get chased and need to run. This one is slightly dark. I would like to know your story. Have you had to run from people? I'm so, so sorry if you have. Unfortunately, we do live in a place where as a woman, you may need to run and you may have felt unsafe. I'm so sorry if that is the case. But the first time I read it, I thought more along the lines of like, oh, like there's a volcano and Pompeii the second is coming, you need to run and you're wearing like, I don't know, like Birkenstocks. I will say if you have the Birkenstocks with the back heel thing, like a heel, I don't know, just a heel like strap, you can run in those. Okay. I have those. You can run in those. So if you're looking for open-toed shoes that you can be comfy in, but that you won't have to take off to run in, Birkenstocks are your go-to. Trust me on that one. Okay, someone said, the delivery person seeing me through the window when they come to my porch. I am with you there. I'll hear the knock. They always knock, like they're coming for me, which you can imagine is especially terrifying during tax season, but I've got to wait. I'll watch through the little peephole until they're in their truck, even better if they're gone. But how humiliating to have to open the door and be like, I ordered this and you delivered it. I'm so sorry you had to see me like this. Like, why is it so humiliating? This one has me dead. Let's see which one. Oh yeah. Not being able to control my tongue and accidentally licking the dentist's hand at a checkup. Okay. I haven't worried as much about licking their hand. I do worry about whether or not I should look at their eyes, which is maybe more common. Like, it seems wrong to just kind of stare into their eyes, especially when I feel like they're, like, cleaning, like, a gross... Like, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just normal if you work in dental hygienics, but I cannot imagine putting my fingers or hands or being in close proximity to anyone's mouth. Even if they brush, I don't care. So I just kind of feel like I should at least do them the favor of not making eye contact with me while they do a disgusting job. But yeah, licking their hand, that is funny. I have licked my dentist's hand, unfortunately, by accident, and he just played it off and I didn't say anything and we're cool. Someone said, let's see, I've got to go to the next one. Someone said canned biscuits. I'm with you there. Animatronics. That one seems fair. So it said blenders and lawnmowers. Like, why are spinning blades okay? I feel you there. I feel you there. My blender for sure scares me. And if you have like a mega power blender, like a Vitamix or a Ninja, can you imagine the trauma? And if you've had a Vitamix, you know that they have those like tamper things that you use to like shove the stuff down so it can keep being blended. As a kid, I would always imagine the tamper being sucked down and sucking my arm with it, and then I would just be handless. Okay, someone said, bugs crawling in my ears when I sleep. Gotta cover with the blankets or I won't snooze. See, you're the opposite of me, because if I were to cover my face with the blanket, I will be panicking in probably 10 seconds. Like, I cannot do it. I can't have anything on my face when I sleep. So if you are truly like, are you covering your face all the way with a blanket, or are you kind of doing like a earmuff situation, wrap around your head? Here's actually a hack for you. Another non-flattering way that I'm exposing myself on the pod. It is really bright where we live. We're in like a little apartment complex, and then we have like parking lot lights that are just really bright, and our blinds are really cheap. And so our room is really, really light at night, and I can't sleep with any light. I have to have complete darkness. So what I do is I get this huge t-shirt. I pull it over my head, but I don't put my arms in the sleeves. And then so I'll lay down. And so my neck is just like in the collar of the shirt. And then I just pull the shirt like a blindfold over my eyes. So then it fits to my head perfectly, because it's like the size of my neck. It's comfortable. It's like a soft t-shirt. I can like layer it and fold it up a couple times over my eyes. It's not like a sleep mask where there's like that annoying elastic. It has changed my life. Like, actually, like I was buying like sleepy gummies like every 3 or 4 weeks to be able to sleep when we first moved here, because one, it was so bright, and two, it was so hot. Now, grab my Dr. Pepper t-shirt, throw it over my eyes, I'm good to go. I'll wake up looking rough, but who cares? I'm just here to sleep. Okay, next. Falling down a grate. This is funny because it kind of reminds me of that like joke going around, like the girl who thinks she's like the tiniest ever. But I am also that girl. Not the girl that thinks I'm the tiniest ever, but I am that girl that feels like I am going to fall down a grate as well. Or like throw my phone down the grate. Like, I really do clench my phone every time I pass a big grate. I always look down there. I just can't imagine the panic of either, yes, falling down a grate, or two, losing something down the grate. What do you do? Is there really any way to like get something back? We were actually, this is sad, but we were actually looking down a grate the other day near our house, and there was a cat down there in the grate. And I just wanted to be like, oh, wanted to save the cat, but also was a little too afraid of the grate. Okay, someone said, deathly afraid of moths. I agree with you on this one, and here's why. They're not pretty like butterflies, and I think the difference is that moths are fuzzy, and they look more like a cross between those really kind of fluffy bumblebees and a spider. Their legs are different, they're curlier, you can see their head more clearly. They're just more solid. They're not like as dainty and fluffy as a butterfly. And then if you've ever held a moth, or like had a moth brush against you, they like leave stuff on you. Like, they leave like a powdery residue on you. So yeah, I'm with you on the moths. Someone said Yellowstone. That thing could blow at any second and kill us all. Hate that. Also hate that for me, because I was unaware of this fact. I must have skipped, was it 5th or 6th grade when we all learned about Yellowstone? Yeah, I had no idea that that was a thing. I did know about the fault line, and that the Utah fault line, that will occasionally keep me up at night. But yeah, thanks a lot, Rachel. That wasn't the name of whoever wrote it in. It's just, please tell me you've seen the thanks a lot, Rachel, you idiot, real video. I'll post that. But yes, Yellowstone. Add that to my list of fears. Someone said drive-through car washes. That's fair. I've actually never driven through one when I am the driver. Yeah, and there's a reason for that, because I four ways are still a challenge. And for me to be able to just let my car be taken through like a Disneyland ride where I'm just not in control is just a little too much for what I'm willing to handle. Balloons popping. And okay, here's the thing. I know who sent this in, and we both used to work at a place where we had to blow up a lot of balloons all the time. And actually, she probably had to blow up more than me, but it's scary, I will say. Like, if you've ever actually had to work with, like, helium, yeah, not my favorite thing. And they do pop, and when it's right next to you, you do have a little bit of, a little bit of PTSD, for real. Someone said, costumed persons, like Disneyland, and mascots trying to interact with me or volunteer me. Yes, and here's why they're afraid. I was thinking about this. Or here's why you should be afraid and why I am also a little bit nervous, because all bets are off. You can't communicate with them. You can try, but they can't communicate with you. And something about kind of like, you'll say something to them like, oh no, thank you. Like, I'm good. And it's just like a blank face. That's scary. Sleeping with my door closed. Can't relate, but understand. Also validating. That sounded really insensitive. Also here to validate. Someone else said stepping on a sewage drain and falling in. Yes. Or getting my shoe stuck. I also worry about that. Someone said, I hate flushing the toilet at night. The loud sound seriously scares me and gives me anxiety. I have a confession, and it is that I don't think toilets should be flushed between the hours of 12 and 8 at night. 12 midnight to 8 a.m. It's quiet hours. It's not time to flush toilets. Whatever is in the toilet will be fine, okay? Don't think I'm disgusting. I'm not disgusting. It'll be fine for the next 4 hours, because who gets up? It's always in the middle of the night anyway, so it's only going to sit there for like 3 hours. There are times where if I'm super, super tired, I just won't. I will just wait until the morning. Obviously, if we were to like have something like guests, or I was sharing it with people, like game over, obviously, I will do that. But yes, hate that. And also, if you're a light sleeper, you understand the importance of like keeping your sleep. You got to kind of stay in that sleep mode. Like, I'm like a no lights on. We are like walking slowly. We're keeping our eyes closed if possible. You got to protect that for you. Someone said getting hit by a train, not in a car, or just on foot. Oh, someone said falling down literally any set of stairs when I'm going down them and breaking my nose. I can't say that I relate, but I have fallen down a number of stairs enough to be a little nervous of them. And I also, here's the thing. I cannot imagine actually breaking my nose. Like, and I don't really understand it either, because people will say things like, oh yeah, I've broken my nose a couple of times, but you never have a cast. Do they really just kind of knock it back into place? Because I'm trying to think, like, your nose, you have bones around your nose, but isn't your nose itself just cartilage? So I'm really confused as to like what there is to break. And I know that you can like have a broken nose and then have it be crooked, but I don't really understand how that works. Okay, let's see. Okay, someone said, I'm not afraid of reasonably sized bugs/spiders unless I'm asleep. Like, I can't sleep when I know that something is crawling around. For example, camping. Absolutely. I'm afraid of most sized bugs. Actually, this week we had a cockroach in our kitchen, and we don't see cockroaches that often. We knew it would be kind of an occasional thing when we moved here. We've had two cockroach run-ins in our house. The first one, my soul almost left my body. I was bathing Benny, our dog, and we had just had him in the bathtub, and then I put one foot in the bathtub to kind of like hold him better. And I stepped backwards onto a cockroach, and I didn't see it. Trenton saw it. So Trenton was like, oh, look, look. And I screamed, lost it. This week, this time around, I would say it was maybe even scarier. I pulled down a hanging pot that we have in our kitchen and was putting it in the sink to water it. And a cockroach ran out of the pot. And just thinking about having the cockroach in the pot above my head, grabbing it, not knowing where it was until it had jumped out or scrambled out or whatever, and was like, I don't know if it touched me, because there were like leaves on my arm. Anyway, Trenton said I deserved an Oscar for my performance. So yes, also I'm afraid of most bugs. Thank you guys. That was just a little bit of catharsis. We can just all talk about the things that we're afraid of. And I appreciate you writing in so that we can all just chat for a couple minutes. That is all I have for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for writing in. I hope you got a little bit of a chuckle like I did. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Go ahead. Like I said, please leave me a review and a rating. I will be back next Tuesday to chat some more. In the meantime, check out previous episodes if you haven't caught up, and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.